We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Doing good. Real good. What's up?
Nice. Well, let's see. It's sunshiny. And what was that a word? Sunshiny?
Sure. You can make up words here. We don't have to use the word.
All right, we'll go with it. It's sunshiny here. I'm looking out of my front window, and all of my azaleas are blooming. So I have lots of hot pink flowers all over, and my iris are purple, and they're up. So it makes me smile. Makes me happy.
Yeah, this is a great time of year, isn't it? I mean, the weather's been beautiful. Everyone's got their flowers planted. It's real green out. It's just nice.
Oh, I love seeing all of the color.
It amazes me how we went from 50 to 90,
in a day.
Week. Yeah.
It felt like a day.
Yeah, for real. I was just talking to someone the other day, and they're like, okay, in the bottom of my laundry basket, I have a long sleeve shirt, and then I have a t-shirt on the top.
Oh, that's funny. That's true. I mean, here in Ohio, we joke that the weather can change from, every season in a day. It was snowing the end of April, beginning of May. I mean, it was snowing within 3 weeks from now.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And it was 90 degrees today.
Only in the Midwest. Oh my God, it's crazy weather. There's crazy weather everywhere though.
There is. Yeah, we're used to it. So you had sent me this topic idea called What's Cooking? And I'm like, well, what are we going to talk about? And you're like, well, let's talk about food and what we cook and things like that. And I was like, oh, good. So this is Tress's wheelhouse. So she's going to do the whole podcast.
No, I'm not.
Because, you have a background in cooking. I mean, anyone who knows me, I had a condo that I had purchased before getting married, and I lived there alone for, 7 years maybe. And I think I turned my oven on 4 times.
That's
it was
scary.
Brand new.
That's scary. It's hard to cook for one.
It is.
And it isn't any fun either. Let's be real,
Yeah, I still don't find joy in cooking for four. One, four, 10, it's not fun. It's just not something. I mean, I appreciate good food. I mean, it's a creative thing for sure. It's just not something I've ever enjoyed doing, but I know you love, what's your culinary background?
I have an associate's in culinary arts.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
So I am a chef. I've always loved to cook. Graduated from college with a bachelor's in recreation administration, different than culinary arts. I'm going to go back to school for teaching. And I decided that I wanted to be a chef.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'm going to culinary school.
Okay. I guess I knew you did, but I didn't know the path you took to get there. What's your favorite thing to cook? Is it pastry and baking, or what is it?
I actually concentrated on pastries because that was the creative outlet for me.
Got it.
Okay. So I loved making desserts. It's nothing better than making a great dessert and then watching someone take their first bite and you just watch their expression on their face, yeah, this is good. That was it.
That's fun.
That made me happy. Now I don't bake very much at all anymore, make pastries. So it's really cooking, more healthy cooking. So, changing my focus. So it's been fun. Cooking is a learning thing anyway. Learn new recipes every day. You get recipes from other people, you try new things, get new recipes. I love everything about cooking, actually. To make it and to share it with other people, and they're like, this is really good. That's what I love about cooking.
Yeah. Well, I can testify. I mean, your cakes, I've eaten so much food that you've cooked from your cakes to your whatever. And it's all amazing. It's so good. And it's definitely a talent. And it's a talent that, you know, not a whole lot of people, I mean, I don't have it. So it's really, it's neat to see it, and I appreciate it. And I don't wish that I could do it because I don't want to.
Oh, thank you. So this is what my mom always used to say. If you can read a recipe, you can cook. Yeah. There's a lot of, I don't know how to cook. I don't like to cook. Well, if you can read a recipe, if you can read, you can cook. It's whether you want to or not.
Right. I have to tell you, you know, being married and having a family, we do eat dinner at the table every night together, at least Monday through Friday. The four of us are together, and I cook most of those meals now. So I've come a long way. I do read recipes. I do improvise, and I cook our meals. And I would sit and eat a microwave dinner or make spaghetti and eat it for a week or whatever when I was single years and years ago. But now it's like I'm making healthy meals, good meals to put down on the table every single night. And it has been a learning experience, and I'm proud of like where I've come for sure. I mean, I've learned a lot. It's still something that can be a mundane task for me, but I do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is fun to find new recipes, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I'll tell you a great place to look for new recipes, Pinterest.
Oh, sure. I'm not on there like hardly ever, but I could see that.
I can easily become addicted to Pinterest. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things on there, quotes, and there's, you know.
Oh, I would like
you're,
it.
You're the quote lady.
Uh-oh.
But I love going on there. I mean, you can find whatever, Mediterranean, Italian, I mean, whatever you want, you can find. Low fat, keto, whatever way you're eating, you can find a recipe on Pinterest.
It's there. Well, you know, when I went the keto route a couple of years ago, that's what I did. I'm definitely a person that can find something that I like and can eat it every day. Like,
oh,
I,
no.
Yes, see, I know we're totally different that way.
No. Linda can do that too. She can eat, when I make homemade chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
She can eat it the whole week.
Yeah, I can do
I'm
that.
Like, I can eat it like that night. I make it and then maybe bring it to work for a day. And no, I'm done.
Okay. See, I'm very like, oh, if I like it, I know how to do it. I'll do it every day and be happy with that. So, so when I did start keto or, you know, decreasing my carb intake, what you're talking about is kind of what I did. I just went online and found probably like 10 recipes, put them in a little folder, and that's what I just started the journey with, from breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then I baked or cooked or made those same recipes for weeks until I started figuring it out. So it did help me.
You make some great crock pot stuff.
Oh yeah, I love, well, because it's the easiest way to cook. I mean, the crock pot's easy.
I never owned a crock pot.
Oh really?
Until like, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. I never cooked with a crock pot. It makes me nervous for some reason to have something on all day long.
Got it.
I actually, it's funny. What I do is I take the.
Oh no, she's telling a secret. She can barely get it out.
I take the crock pot and I put it on top of a sheet pan.
Okay. Why?
Because I'm either afraid of it overflowing or something.
Oh, I got gotcha.
Fire okay. Or something. So I actually put it on top of a sheet pan. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, a little bit. Do you watch This Is Us, the show This Is Us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So the crock pot causing the house fire. Yeah, that was probably your worst fear.
Yes.
Your worst fear come to life.
And even low is high on those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. It is. You could cook a whole meal on low.
I don't
understand it. I don't understand it.
Oh, you're funny. Well, I'm definitely not like a crock pot pro, but I will say.
say that three times.
I know I can't. What about an Instapot? Have you used
okay.
one of those?
No.
So tell
no,
me about
but,
that.
No, I haven't, but okay. I would like to Instapot. And what's the other thing? Fryer, air fryer or something?
Oh, yeah, I've never done that.
Okay. I know people that have done I had both, and they love it. I would like to try that. I do have a pressure cooker, which okay. is brand new, which I've never used, and I'm afraid of that too.
This should have been on your worst fears podcast.
No, oh, but like, I don't know. I just, look it, I can whip up a meal in 5 minutes.
I know you can. It's
no,
just,
I mean, I just, you tell me, whip up breakfast. I don't even have a clue what's in the refrigerator. I can go and make, you know, homemade bagels and whip some eggs with peppers. And I think a lot of people use those things for, because of time, they save time.
Right. Yeah. And you're fast and can do it. And I'm like, how? I would never have imagined that I could make my own bagel. And you would like whip it up in 5 minutes in your kitchen. I'm like, how do you do that?
No, because I found an amazing recipe for pizza dome bagels. Okay. Thanks to my nephew's girlfriend. Okay. Kudos to Emma. I saw her post her bagels that she made. I'm like, you made those on Facebook? And she's like, yeah. Man. They're amazing. I'm like, okay, I need the recipe. So she sent me the recipe, and OMG, they are so two ingredients. I told you about the pizza, right?
Yeah, you did.
So self-rising flour and fat-free yogurt. That's mm-hmm. it. You make a dough out of that, and you can make a bagel, or you can make pizza. The pizza is amazing. We make that dough, put it on a bunch of cornmeal, and slide it right onto the grill. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Really, see, really good.
That's a next level of creativity and cooking for me. Like that, you just bumped it up a notch.
Two ingredients.
Yeah, but I'm telling
Two
you.
Two ingredients. Just mix it in a bowl. You don't even have to have a mixer, really.
I love it. Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay. I'm going to post those two items on our page.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Who doesn't like good pizza? And it's real light. Like I said, fat-free yogurt and self-rising flour. Like a cup of each. That's it.
Okay.
Just mix it together. And then what we do is we either put pesto or sun-dried tomato.
Oh, my gosh.
On the bottom.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that combination. Yeah.
Yeah. And then saute, you know, fresh vegetables and put it on there with fresh mozzarella. It's really good.
Yeah. That's like a specialty. Like, yeah, I would never do it. Like, that's hard.
Okay, no, it isn't. You're going to try it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to walk you through it one day.
I know, we're going to do it with the pesto and the sun, all of it. That would be probably one of my favorite meals if I made it.
It's fabulous. You don't have to put it on the grill. You could stick it in your oven. It's not that
big. Well, I will say I have perfected one recipe that I'm famous for, and it's homemade chicken noodle soup, and I know you make one as well. And like, that's it. That's what my kids, like, that's what they're going to know me for, is my homemade chicken noodle soup.
Wait, is it chicken and dumplings or chicken?
No,
it's just chicken homemade noodle. Chicken noodle soup. Okay.
You got it. Yep. That's what they love.
Do you make your own stock?
I have, but usually I just use a bouillon cube, which is not homemade, I know, but sometimes I make my own.
I'm shaking my head at her.
I know.
Shaking my head. Look, there's a lot of health benefits to making your own bone broth.
Yes, bone broth is huge right now. It's used in the fasting world.
Yeah, I mean, you take it, you just, this is what I do. I saute onion, carrot, and celery. It's called mirepoix. That's a culinary term.
Oh, well, I do that. Okay, I already do that.
Okay, and I throw garlic in there as well. You take the whole chicken, you stick it in the pot, and you cover it with water, bring it up to a boil, and I throw a bunch of herbs in there as well. Okay, you just let that go until the chicken's done, you know, hour and a half, whatever. And then you take that chicken out, and then you take the chicken apart and use that meat. But that bone broth, there's such good health benefits to bone broth that it's so easy to make.
Right.
Bouillon cubes.
Yeah, right. No.
One word, sodium.
Sodium. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so good, I'm sure. So your herbs, let's talk about the herbs, because you talked about doing your herb garden a few podcasts ago. So what's happening with your herbs?
Yeah, my herb garden is great right now. Okay, so I have some thyme. I have oregano. I have basil. flat leaf parsley, curly parsley, chives, what else? And I'm going to put mint in there today. And it is great. It's going great.
Good.
We had some decent rain. I love having an herb garden. This is what I do. So the herb garden is right outside the door to the kitchen. It's on like a little ledge. You know how you have a railing herb garden? A box?
The herb box. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have those. And so when I'm cooking, I just go out there with scissors and I clip what are herbs I want and I cook with them.
Okay. Wow.
Have you ever put herbs on your eggs?
No.
Scrambled eggs or sunny side up eggs. You take thyme and rosemary, some parsley, cut it up and sprinkle it on your eggs. You wouldn't believe it.
No, I mean, what you're describing, I'm still stuck back on your pizza with the sun-dried and the pesto, but like it's just making my mouth water. Everything, it's so flavorful. And that's why, like, you bring things in that I'm like, herbs, well, what classifies as an herb? Yeah, we're worlds apart in how we cook, but it just sounds really good. I just wouldn't think to do it.
Herbs have such great health benefits. You know, they have, you know, psychological benefits. They reduce the risk of cancer. You know, they're rich in antioxidants, of course, for your immune system. I mean, cardiovascular health, you know, antifungal. I mean, there's so many for coughs. And I mean, there's so many benefits from herbs. So, I will post on our page a list of herbs and their benefits. They're just really good for you. When you can use them fresh, even better.
Absolutely. And we've talked about anti-inflammatory diets before on here. And, you know, we both have made it very clear that our way of cooking has changed drastically as our health has changed. But as we talk about this, I think of like, it's a way to shift your thoughts about food. And it's been in my head much more than it ever has. But it's like eating your food as medicine. You know, eating your food to treat your body. And then there's a quote I remember because I'm the quote person, but it's like, eat your food as your medicine. Otherwise, you will have to eat medicine as your food.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes, I have.
And it's just the way, like, every time I see that, it's like someone hit me in the forehead. Like, oh, yeah, like if you can just think that way with what you're putting in your mouth, you know, because certain foods can trigger conditions. I mean, we've talked about this before and we know that. And I think it's great how, I mean, you, like you said, you were a pastry chef and you've gotten away from that just because you're cooking for your health more than just for your pleasure, I guess.
I mean, you got to think this way. Okay, so have you ever heard when you go shopping, shop on the outside of the store? Not the outside, but the around the perimeter of the store.
Yeah, not outside of the building.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. We're on a roll today. Yeah. Yes, you never go down the middle aisles.
Right. That's right? Where all the processed foods are.
Right. Yes.
So eat fresh whenever you can.
And I don't know if you told me that, but it's something that stuck with me. And it is so true. I mean, okay, let's be honest. I probably have not shopped a grocery store for about 3 years because I do ClickList, because that just makes my world easier. And I don't like grocery shopping. But when you are eating healthy and you're doing, you know, you never walk down those middle aisles, like ever.
Yep.
You are doing the perimeter of the store and you're done. It's so true.
It is true. So next time you go shopping, you know, be mindful of that, you know, where you're at in the store, where you're going, what food you're putting in your basket.
Right.
You know, let's be real. We all go down the middle.
Oh.
From time to time. But you try to stay out of there as much as possible.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good, easy way. It's a quick, you know, thing to remember when you're in there. If I could only, like, tell myself as I walk in, eat food as medicine and stay out of the middle aisle.
For sure. And, you know, we've got a couple things to do for our page here. We're going to post some recipes. Can you post your chicken noodle recipe?
I can, yes.
That's awesome. Okay. And so then
listen, this is chicken noodle soup for, like, the not Teresa cook. But it's really good.
I'm sure.
But yes, I will.
I'll love it. And then I will post benefits of herbs.
Okay, good.
Just try to use as many herbs as we can this summer. Plant your own herbs. They're fun. You know what? So it's so fun to plant something, watch it grow, and you just go out there and clip it and use it.
I've never experienced that, but I bet it's fulfilling. It would just be, I grew this, now I'm cooking it. It's just the whole farm to table, but
go get a basil plant, Tiffany, and plant it so the girls can go out there and clip their own basil. Fun. You know what I mean? I don't know if they like basil, but you can make a lot of things with basil. You can put it in just about anything. It's so fun. Get your kids involved too. I'm not talking about yours only, Tiffany.
Oh, right.
Get your kid. You know, herb box is a great smaller thing to plant with kids.
No, that's really cute. My kids are outdoorsy. They love playing in the dirt. I mean, like most kids, their dad's, he's a fantastic, like, gardener. And I mean, they're very similar to him. So that's something that they would all enjoy. And he's planted before and I've not, but I would really like to do that with them.
Yeah. So put an herb box on your list. You can get some starter plants just about anywhere.
Anywhere, okay.
You don't have to grow them from seed. I got starter plants.
Oh, good. I'm like, how do I do this?
Organic starter plants.
Okay. I'll be Googling, but that will be fun.
You know, and they can go, you could, you know, tell them, go get some thyme out of the garden so that we can put it in our food for tonight.
That would be fun. I like that idea.
Throw herbs in salads, too.
Sure. I mean, and we do cook dinner at home every night. And Claire, my littlest, loves to be in the kitchen with me. She's a foodie. Anyone who knows Claire, Claire eats. She eats like every hour. She's my foodie and she wants to be in the kitchen. So this is something she would really like.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. We're going to get on the ball and do those things. Post what we need to post. And this has been a good podcast. Kind of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun, lots of laughs. I like it. So thanks for listening to us, and we will catch you next time.
Hey, everyone. I hope you have a fantastic day, and don't forget to be you.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong, and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.